Are you ready to find peace in your heart? Of course you do. I'm Coach Easy, and welcome to the 'Cause It's Easy Show. As an empowered empath, empowering mindsets, and confidence through adversity, I will help you connect and conquer. Listen in as we talk real about serious concerns in the world and learn how, by working together, we can make life amazing. You are the ultimate number one in your life, and that's why you can be whoever you want and do whatever you want, without worrying what anyone else thinks. Why? Because it's easy with me, Coach Easy. I believe there is a path to an easier way, and having God in your life is the key. On this show, laughter is a promise, and music is the spiritual language. Because it's easy. Starts now. Welcome, everybody. Coach Easy, you're here with the 'Cause It's Easy Show on the Transformation Radio Network, Country Divided. But first, let me tell you that my show is basically about empowering people and giving them confidence to make their life amazing, be able to do whatever they want, have anything they want. A lot of times that just comes with confidence. But we're going to kind of shift a little bit today, because something that's been bothering me, only because I have so much care and, I guess, love in my heart, if you want to call it that. Kind of cheesy, I know, but that rhymes with easy, right? No, but Country Divided. And it's kind of sometimes a sore subject, but it needs to be addressed. And no better person than me to address it, because I literally do care about everybody. So I know, I mean, you could name 10 things right now that's causing us to be divided one way or another in this country. And we need to find some more love in our hearts, man. We need to find some more empathy, because we all have a story, right? We all have a reason why we're either not happy with one person or the other. And if you really, I don't even care what your God is. I'm not going to push any kind of religion on you, but I'm sure everybody, but maybe a few, has somebody they worship or answer to, right? That's one of the things we're given, is our right to, you know, worship. And you know, constitutional rights, right to worship, right to travel, right to earn money, all that good stuff. And I think we've gotten off track because of the specific politics involved. And that's silly, because it don't matter at the end of the day who we hate. And we really shouldn't hate anybody. I don't hate anybody, but people that don't like either Biden or people don't like Trump, it's kind of really silly, because in all essence, we're who's in charge. They all work for us, honestly. And when at the end of the day, who's going to be there for you? Your brother you're mad at? Your cousin you're mad at? Even maybe your spouse? And we're mad for really silly things, because we all want the same thing, don't we? Now, I'm sure there's a few things that people aren't happy about. But take yourself back. I don't know how old you are, but for me, Gen X, right? I could go back a long ways. I won't go that far back for you, because I'm old. But, I mean, I know that 20 years ago, I never saw anything like this. This is a completely different thing that I've ever been experiencing. I mean, literally, people hate Biden, people hate Trump, right? I don't remember ever seeing this kind of a person hating one particular president at all. We might not be happy with who was voted in, but that never kept us from going to the barbecue and having fun and bullshitting. And if we talked about politics, it wasn't like it was such a bad thing, right? Nobody was not talking to each other or killing each other. And I think at the end of the day, like I said, who's going to be there for you? The government ain't. I can tell you that right now. And that's one thing I will say. It doesn't matter who's in there. You're on your own for the most part. The only thing we can do is try to, you know, obviously we vote for certain policies and vote for certain things. But it's no different than anything else in life. We've played sports, or we've played a card game. Sometimes you win, sometimes you lose. But is it really worth being mad at your friends and family, or or outcasting them because they think a certain way and you completely don't get it. Because I see a lot of that both sides. Like one side can't understand how that other side thinks that way. And then the other side says the same thing about the other side. And at the end of the day, we should know that we love each other more than we give a shit what their policies are. Because we still have a constitution. That's one thing we have to protect us. And we have to try to stick with that as a people, as one. Because divided, I tell you what, folks, regardless of where you sit, I remember Reagan said it best. Freedom is not something we get at birth, not in our blood. It goes from generation to generation, and it's our job to keep it for the next generation. And that generation, the same thing. Because we all have kids, grandkids we need to worry about. And I promise you this, they're suffering. They're suffering, if anybody. Because at the end of the day, whatever policies are being talked about or pushed, they're not going to affect us as much as they're going to affect our kids. So fighting about it right now is just causing us divide. If we come together, find some common ground, tell you what, I bet you'll see a big difference, because fighting ain't working. Not at all. And if, you know, for me, I'm a Christian. I'm not going to push it on anybody. But your decision, who you want to worship. But I know that for us, all he wants is he expects us to have love and respect. And I think those are the two things we're missing really, really big time right now. Because you know the old saying, I know Gen X, you guys know what I'm saying. You got to give respect, get respect. And that never used to be an issue. And so I'm about to get a little story. Like for some of the big topics are like, of course, the border concerns. Some people don't think it's a concern. Other people think it's a huge concern. Racism. I think it's become a blanket statement for all Republicans, and it's not true. And you know, even the whole, you know, homosexual or whatever problem, I got to be honest with you, man. I've never, ever had an issue with any of them my whole life until it feels like now. And one of the things that, so just so I can give you a little backstory, my best friend's Mexican. So anything at the border, I'm not concerned about any Mexicans or any other race coming over here. I really don't. I'm concerned with criminals. And I know that's been kind of proven. Plus, it's still our country. We still need to keep a little bit of a kind of a, what do you want to call it, some rules? Or it's just going to get crazy out of control. And I know, you know, a lot of my friends are agreeing. You know, I mean, I've got several Mexican friends, and I've got, you know, a few Black friends. I've got a bunch of Italian friends too. I mean, I've got every diversity. I'm probably the minority, if that tells you anything. And we've never had any fights or anything over that kind of stuff. But it for Gen X, they're going to know what I'm saying here. So like, think about this. I was in fourth grade. That would have been it's a long time ago. Fourth grade. I would say that was, what would that be? 80, about 80. That's how old I am. About 80, maybe 82, around that area. I got bussed over to a predominantly Black neighborhood, maybe a few Hispanics, but they got bussed over to my neighborhood for first through third, kindergarten through third or whatever. And even then, it was never discussed. Like, it was never an issue. And here's even to go farther. I won't deny that maybe some of the people from my area were kind of maybe a little bit off, whatever. But for me, maybe I'm oblivious, but me and one other white kid played kickball with Black kids. We didn't care. I just want to play kickball. And from then on, I've never looked at anybody's skin. And so that's why sometimes I get a little bit taken back by the fact that, you know, sometimes it's all white people are racist, and it's just not going to work for me. That just isn't true, because I love everybody. I look at it how you treat me. And especially, and then with the Hispanics at the border, ain't got nothing to do with their race. Because actually, I've seen every single race you could probably think of at that border. I mean, from what I've seen from the news, but you got white people, Asian people, Ecuador. I mean, it's not just Hispanic people. There's all kinds of people down there. But that's an issue because a lot of them, if they don't get documented, then we don't know where they went. And I know there's been some high crime. I mean, I even got stats on it. There's been a lot of high crime. They've said that crime's increased across the country. Like 10, what was it? I have it right here, but it was like 10 times, not 10 times, like 2 times, but that's neither here nor there. I don't have to be perfect on that. But the fact of the matter is it's also cost of taxpayers $65,000 a person. And I don't know about you guys, but I feel kind of bad for homeless people. Because that's increased too. We've got a lot of middle class people that are homeless now. The economy's really hurt everybody. And I mean, I even had a moment there where luckily I had a friend, but I was homeless last summer, about 2 months. And I was so out of my element because I've always had my own place, always had a good job, always made decent money. I would say right there about middle class. And for the first time in my life, I was, you know, oh shit, because my mom passed away 2020. That would have been somewhere I would have gone, right? Opened the door. She'd love to have me. But I found myself with, whoa, where am I going? You know? And that shouldn't be the case. As a country, we should be prospering a lot better than we do. And I know that maybe you don't want to hear this, but I know some things that I probably can't say because, you know, sometimes they censor you. But like, I know, for instance, God never intended us to be struggling. That was never, ever supposed to happen. And we've had a lot of struggles with just in general people. It seems like a lot of the upper class, and then there's the lower class, the middle class has fallen apart. And that's what the heart and soul of this country is the middle class guys. And I think we could all make the middle class get back to where we need to be if we didn't fight and divide, you know what I mean? Because that's what they want you to do. They want us to fight. They want us to be divided. And I can give you some evidence. I mean, it's kind of started many years ago with just, you know, obviously segregation stuff, that how it kind of started. And then that's another story that's never been told, is it that after the Civil War, there was still a particular party that was not treating blacks very well, burning their houses and killing and all that good stuff. And the other party was helping. That's kind of when the NRA was introduced. And it was so they could have to get guns and stuff with blacks so they had the ability to defend their self and their properties. And a lot of one of the parties, a lot of them passed away, unfortunately. It was like 500,000. And from then on, it's kind of like after Martin Luther King and everything, we had a good time. We had a lot of things that people were doing well. I mean, I think the country was doing well. We had our ups and downs. Reagan was pretty good. And it's really come down to a lot of things. They promise what they're going to say they're going to do, and then they don't do it. We're going to get more into that, though. We're going to take a little quick break. And we'll be back here at the Transformation Radio Because It's Easy Show. Coach Easy, be back here real soon.
Because It's Easy approach is an easier path in making your life simple. No matter what trauma you may have experienced in your life, you can feel positive, confident, and learn to laugh and have fun again. Coach Easy is an empowered empath and believes that having God in your life is the key to giving you the courage to chase those demons right out of there. Learn to set boundaries, be whoever you want, and do whatever you want without worrying what anyone else thinks. The best is yet to come. Let Coach Easy show you the easy way there. Visit becauseitseasy.com.
Are you ready to put down that drink or drug for good? Are you struggling to maintain your recovery from addictive behaviors? Do you need help with a family member or loved one who's in early recovery or battling addiction? Get the help and guidance you need by arranging a recovery recharged phone session with me, Ellen Stewart, Pushy Broad from the Bronx, certified life and recovery coach. Call 1-800-889-1757. Make an appointment today or go to my website, pushybroadfromthebronx.com, and click on the link that says Recovery Recharged. Don't wait. Get the help you need today. This is Ellen Stewart, Pushy Broad from the Bronx, on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Welcome back, because it's Easy Show. Your host, Coach Easy, Radio Transformation Radio Network. I hope I didn't lose anybody. I don't think I should have, because I can tell you a lot of stuff. Just certain things I can't talk about, you know, on YouTube. They get a little feisty. But I have always got my website up, and I've done a lot of social media if you ever have any questions. But and you may already, some of you might already know me. I mean, I'm kind of busy on the social media thing, but I'm also a big coach. What I want to do is I coach to empower people, because I was one very kind of 5 years ago, you would have never seen me on here. I was in the car business for a while, and I would be so shy. I didn't want to look stupid in front of my friends, but I left her. COVID gave me some time to figure out who I am. And I realized, what makes them better than me? What makes anybody better than anybody, right? I've never been shy to be goofy, but people are so judgmental these days. I mean, it really is true. That's another problem that's causing divide, I think, is we've got so many people judging somebody from afar for one reason or the other, whether that be where they shop, kind of clothes they wear. I think people make more out of somebody judging them than they need to. Because at the end of the day, who cares? They aren't going to affect you in one bit. I know me and my friends used to joke, we used to bust on each other all the time. So any men, you guys know how that goes. I mean, if you left an opening, you were getting busted on. If you said something stupid, you better just be like, oh, man, I'm done. They're going to toast me. And that's just, but that's what my dad said to me one time when I was young. My dad used to tease me all the time. And I'd get so angry. He's like, I wouldn't josh you if I didn't love you. That's the thing, y'all. Most of you probably know this, but if your friends are making fun of you or joking with you, that's because they like you. They wouldn't do it. Because I know for myself, if I don't like somebody, I usually don't talk to them. I didn't, but now I'll talk to anybody. I like to try to see if I can pick up people's spirits. One of the things I like to do is make people laugh. I think people don't laugh enough, because laughing, to be honest with you, laughing, if you're laughing hard, like the belly laughs, man, that's euphoric. It's almost like a natural high. You know what I mean? And that's rare. I don't even get to do that very often, except when I'm with one of my old friends. We're idiots when we're together, but, people think we have to grow up and be mature when we turn 50, right? Well, I'm 52 and I'm not really sure I'm ready to go there yet. So, but I do know one thing is it can get as bad as you want. If you stay positive, it'll get better. Because I know that from experience too. I was a negative person, very negative. I remember I would always say to myself, I think the worst and hope for the best. That way I'm not disappointed. Well, it didn't really work for me very well. It just brought more negative. Because you're still going to have problems, negative stuff happen if you stay positive. But if you try to make something positive out of it, or say, it's not going to keep me down, you know? So one of my famous new phrases I always say is, you can rest, but you can't quit. And kind of working for me. I mean, I still have some struggles. If people haven't had struggles in the last 3 years, you're winning. You're straight winning. And that's a good thing. But even if you haven't had a great last 3 years, you tell yourself you're still winning because it can only get better from there. You're not going back. It's not going to happen because one of the things I talk about is confidence through adversities. You don't really have to be great. You don't have to win something right away. You really just got to do it. I know that sounds silly, but you just got to do it. Just put the effort in. If it doesn't work right away, you do it again and you do it again. And you talk about wins when you finally decide, when you finally succeed at what you're trying to do, regardless of what hole you're in, you will, and some of you know this, but you will be amazed on how wonderful that feels and that confidence just gets stronger and stronger when you win. You got to win. But you'll never win in life if you don't try. The fact, effort, to me, is one of the biggest keys to success. Last week, I talked about the P's. You got, you know, passion, pride, persistence, and with some, I'm already forgetting, positivity, and perseverance. Perseverance would be probably something I've had, I would say I've had used most of my life, all the P's, because I didn't use positivity. I had a lot of pride. Like, people have pride for their high school or their college team or their football team, but it's a lot more pride when it's something you've done. Like, if you're a part of the football team or just even your school, when you're playing in against another high school, you got pride in your school. And with pride comes passion, comes with it. So that's kind of what I was talking about. Catch my past episodes. I think I got them somewhere. But the thing right now, what I think is we need to do is have more pride in America, especially if we were born here. If you were born here, I really think you should just start being American. We don't need to put two lines, two names and everything. I know that I've been a very proud American all my life. My dad was in the Korean War, lieutenant, and I've got some disabilities. I got hurt really bad when I was a kid, had injuries, and got some hearing just problems. So I really didn't want to go, to be honest with you. I'm not trying to say I was going to go, but I almost was getting drafted for Desert Storm, and then I didn't. And I was like 25 when that was going on. But then my son, he was over in Afghanistan, and he's good, but he's got some PTSD and some back issues. And sometimes you think and you go, is that really necessary? And I don't believe most of these wars are. I think a lot of them are manufactured for one reason or the other. I won't get into it, but that's our sons and our daughters, and we don't need no more wars. But when we're divided, that causes more wars. Because if anybody at all is agreeing with one side and fighting the other side, then nothing good comes out of that. If we stay divided, stay united as one, and that's the other thing, you can't forget to sleep. You can see it right on the doors of the courthouses and all that. So we, the people, are the boss. We're the boss. We're the boss. We're the boss, man. We vote these people in to represent ourselves. And it's not always the president. It's a lot of the president who maybe has final word, but it's Congress and Senate. So it's a mixture. And I think we put too much emphasis on who the president is. But in all honesty, the Congress and Senate, I mean, they got final word on most stuff. I mean, now the president can sign executive orders and stuff like that. That sometimes that's when they abuse their power. But ultimately, we the people make the decision. And if we don't like it, go right here and go take it back. It's that simple. And we'll be finding out soon, guys. There's going to be a lot of things coming out that we're going to get our freedoms and our rights back, and people are going to be just much happier. Right now, I think people are just unhappy because people are struggling for one reason or not another. Like myself, one of the things I've kind of figured out myself too is, we've all kind of been oppressed for many, many years, because there's a lot of things that they can do that we don't think they can do to us, that they do. And part of it is just to keep us down. They don't want us to flourish. They just want the rich people to keep flourishing. And then that way they keep control. You know, here's the thing I learned. If you put everybody down, it's usually because you can't go up. Think about it. You push everybody down, then you stay in power. Good leaders and good people and great. What do you want to say? Leaders of the world or whatever you want to call it. If they can rise, then they don't have to push you down. And what makes you rise is by making the country better, by putting the right people in the right places. That's what a leader is good at. You can delegate. That makes you better. Delegation by a leader is important. I've always said that. If you rule by iron fist, my way or the highway, you'll never succeed. That's what Napoleon did. That's what bad people did. And they end up losing. They're not winners. Winners always do what's best for their people. Employees, your players, if you're a coach, being a leader is not a boss. Being a leader, not a coach. Being a leader, not a teacher, not a leader is somebody that makes everybody around them better, makes everybody prosper. They have their best interests of the people, not their own self, not their pockets. Leaders love everybody equally. They don't have favorites. So the show's over already. I'm kind of sad. So I'm going to have to go now. But no, thanks for joining me. Coach Easy. I'm here every week. 3:30 p.m. Pacific, 5:30 Central on the Transformation Radio Network. And hope to see you guys next week. God bless.
You have been listening to the Cuz It's Easy Show with me, Coach Easy. Empowered empath, empowering mindsets, and building confidence through adversities. Tune in every Tuesday at 3:30 Pacific, 5:30 Central Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com, where I, Coach Easy, will show you the easy way to make your life simple, abundant, and amazing. No matter what you have experienced in your life, you can feel positive, confident, learn to laugh, and have fun again. For more information on the Cuz It's Easy approach, visit cuzitseasy.com. Cuz, C-U-Z, it's easy, E-A-Z-Y.com.